two things that we want in our life are health and a lot of years. What we do regarding that first will impact the second, either positively or negatively. You can either leave things to chance or embrace some rather simple steps that will deliver to you that second wish for your life that I referred to. One of those simple steps involves a term you've probably heard, but do you understand how important it is? I'm referring to antioxidants. Here to explain what they are, their importance for maximum health, and how to make sure that they are a part of your diet is the co-author, along with Amy Alton, of the New York Times and Amazon bestseller, The Survival Medicine Handbook, A Guide for When Help Is Not on the Way, Dr. Joe Alton. How are you today, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here. We'll get to your book because that alone is worthy of attention, but certainly antioxidants important as well. Doomandbloom.net to travel into the world of Dr. Joe and Amy Alton. And it is an active world. I'll just give you that heads up as you venture into that website. So let us begin with the obvious, Dr. Alton. What are antioxidants? What role do they serve for the human body and health?
Well, Chris, antioxidants are a class of compounds that are capable of preventing the damage that's caused by oxidation in your body. And oxidation, when it affects your car's chassis, leads to rust, but in your body, oxidation is essentially biological rusting. Antioxidants inhibit oxidation by fighting what we call free radicals. You might say, free what? Free radicals. They're a waste product that you naturally produce as a result of normal living and aging. They're the biological response to environmental toxins like, cigarette smokes, UV rays from the sun, chemicals, radiation, and more. They also form anytime you have inflammation in your body. So how do they damage us? These molecules of free radicals, they're not complete. They're missing one or more electrons, so they go after other molecules and proteins in your body to steal their electrons. And when they do this, they damage cell structures and even your DNA and form even more free radicals. So antioxidants, what they do is donate electrons to these free radicals. They render them harmless without becoming free radicals themselves, and they serve to defend your cells from damage and resist the effects of this biological rusting I'm talking about, caused by pollutants and other toxins.
Obviously, this rusting that you are using as the analogy comes about through a lack of antioxidants. A lot of people make the mistake thinking antioxidants are naturally occurring no matter what your age, what your health is, and that's where the trouble begins?
Well, the truth is you make some of these in your body, but you make less and less as you get older, and some of them actually need to be taken in the diet. So we can talk about a couple that you make. Glutathione is considered the master antioxidant because it maximizes the effects of pretty much all the others, and it helps process toxins from your cells and protects you from the damaging effects of chemicals, radiation, environmental pollutants, things like that. And your body's ability to produced glutathione really decreases with aging, though, and that's really the same with a lot of the other antioxidants that you naturally produce. And one of those is alpha lipoic acid. That's something that prevents you from essentially getting Alzheimer's disease. It has a lot of effect on your neural system. It also reduces inflammation, gets toxic metals out of your body, and even enhances the body's sensitivity to insulin. So you see a lot of older folks getting this type 2 diabetes. Well, that could be due to less production of alpha lipoic acid. Now, you might have heard, Chris, about CoQ10.
Sure.
That's producing quantity in young people, less so in older folks, and it's used by all the cells of your body. It produces energy, and it maintains your heart health, boosts your immune system. These are the ones that the main ones that I think are produced by your body, but that's not all. You need to get them in through your diet as well. And so you might have heard of resveratrol. That's a flavonoid that's found in grapeseed and some vegetables. Red wine is the most popularly known version. And it helps with blood pressure, heart health, helps your ability to fight inflammation. There are, of course, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. These are all the antioxidants that you get from your diet. And the carotenoids are a type of substance that gives vegetables their color. And so carrots, peppers, tomatoes are full of these carotenoids. They turn out vitamin A in quantity. And, of course, we all know about vitamin C, and it's helpful to, sure, decrease the duration of sub-respiratory infections, but it also helps battle oxidation from free radicals and keeps you your skin healthy, your bones, tendons, ligaments, all sorts of stuff. And vitamin E, of course, everybody knows about that, and it's also a very, very important antioxidant.
Talking with Dr. Gerald Alton, who is a co-author, along with Amy Alton, of the Survival Medicine Handbook, a guide for when help is not on the way, doomandbloom.net, the website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, you mentioned supplements as well as foods. Are supplements a all-in-one way to go, or are they more a generic versus how actual foods could be a more specific way to achieve the antioxidant needs that your body has?
Well, of course, you know, a diet of fresh, raw, unprocessed food is loaded with antioxidants. You may be able to get some antioxidants, from supplements. But honestly, between you and I always recommend fresh, organically produced food whenever possible. That's something that I think really helps. And a lot of people take supplements, but we also don't realize the amount of fluids that we get from taking in things like vegetables and fruits, things like that. And I think we all walk around, especially in weather like what we've been having lately down here and in many parts of the country, you know, we walk around a little dehydrated all the time. And so I think the fluids that we're getting from these whole fruits and vegetables, things like that, really make a difference in terms of your health. Also, I think that maintaining good hydration is really, really important, especially in the summer.
When you're going the route like this regarding antioxidants, really, if you're changing anything, if you had, let's just say, a less than stellar diet and health plan, and you finally got to the point in your life where you figure, I have to do something here to turn things around, are there precautions during that diet transition you have to take so your body doesn't get too much of a shock because of what it had been having dumped into it versus now what you're going to hopefully do better with?
You know, between you and I don't think it's ever a bad time to change to a healthy diet. And I think that if we can get some of the antioxidant rich foods into us and change our diet, you don't have to do it, you know, from one day to the other. It's go from eating McDonald's every day to, you know, to eating just the raw foods from Whole Foods in your diet. I really think, honestly, that it's something that you can make a change and go pretty fast, or you sort of go into it gradually. I think that's fine, too, between you and I. As long as you get those antioxidants into you, I think that's the most important thing. And how fast you do it is, between you and me, not as important as just doing it.
And you also see when you go to the good doctor's website, doomandbloom.net, he's written about this over the years with a lot of details and basically prepared an antioxidant menu for you in a manner of speaking. As I said back in the intro, it is an easy change you can bring to your life. And this is one of the many areas that Dr. Alton and Amy address, certainly in the Survival Medicine Handbook, The Essential Guide When Help Is Not on the Way. And doctor, I know that you're labeled as a prepper, a survivalist, and some people hear that term and they roll their eyes, but whether you agree with that, those terms or not, certainly being able to handle your own health care at a greater level than what you can at this point, and certainly if you live in a rural area here in the Northeast when there's stormy weather, going to the doctors in the hospital might not be a good idea in 2 feet of snow. So this is where your book comes in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody should know something about medicine and first aid. There are a lot of good books about it, but none of them take into account the possibility that the ambulance might one day be heading in the other direction due to some disaster that has mass casualties. It might be overwhelmed the entire medical infrastructure. I mean, you know, the rescue helicopter just isn't always just over the horizon. The average person needs to know something about how to handle trauma, bleeding, infections, a lot of other things. And that especially that goes especially for situations where you might be on your own for the long haul. That's where we come in. I mean, our book is different in that it's the entire book from front cover to back cover. This is a medical book. Never tells you to go to the hospital, never tells you to go to the doctor, because it assumes that a catastrophe has occurred. It's knocked you off the grid without access to the miracle of modern medicine, and you are now the highest medical asset left to your family. And it tells you in plain English, anyone can understand, if you pass the fifth grade, you can understand everything in this book, what to do about 200 different injuries and illnesses with limited supplies and no hope for help from conventional sources. So it aims to make you that medical asset, one that could possibly save a life, even if modern medicine isn't an option. And a lot of what we write about well pertains to normal times as well. So it's not all just zombie apocalypse stuff.
Although having spent some quality time at doomandbloom.net, it is very informative for people who are unaware of those ideas. And, you know, people always want to take things to the extreme in their minds, and that's not always the case in reality. And I think what you and Amy do with not just the Survival Medicine Handbook, but certainly with your website, is you keep it real, as you like to say, and certainly with this idea of antioxidants, again, reiterating what I said in the introduction, not every change in life has to be complicated. One that is a great benefit, such as what we talked about here with Dr. Alton, is a very easy one, a very tasty one, too, when you get an idea of what the foods are and what you can do with them and what they can do for you. Again, doomandbloom.net, the book, The Survival Medicine Handbook, A Guide for When Help Is Not on the Way. Dr. Joe Alton, thank you so much for the education today.
Chris, thanks for having me.